Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Kinda Funny's MCU in review. It's been a while, boys. It's been
sure
a while
has. Since we've done the return, man. The return. It's too long. They need to make more Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tim Geddes.
Just keep going.
That is the producer slash seducer.
To your immediate right.
Yeah, to your immediate left. We got Kevin Coelho. We got Andy Cortez. Greg Miller is out in Montreal on a little vacation, so he's having fun there. For those that don't know, Kinda Funny's MCU interview comes to you every Thursday at 9 a.m. We ranked and reviewed all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now we're making our way through the X-Men Cinematic Universe. So next week we will be continuing back with that, with X-Men First Class.
Ooh, but very for now, interesting stuff.
We're going to talk about what we thought about Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out on this beautiful July 5th.
Now, Tim, I have a quick question. Are we doing the normal 5 minutes of spoiler?
It's not 5 minutes. We're going to start off with the spoilers. Like, spoiler free. What we thought about this. And then pretty damn quickly, we're going to get right into the nitty gritty, spoiler filled review, and then the final rankings of Ant-Man and the Wasp. Let's start it off. Nick, what'd you think?
I loved it. It's super fun. It's just like the first movie. It's just pure fun. The stakes, you know, are what they are. The world is what it is. We're here to kind of... What I like about the Ant-Man movies is similar to some of the other one-off movies where they're like, we have these characters. These are fun characters. This is more of a comedy than it is anything else. Mm-hmm. Let's play in that sandbox.
The scale's a lot smaller.
Well, it's a lot smaller. I mean, you're not dealing with something... Oh, I see what you did there. Let's see what you did there.
It was really good.
Yeah. What?
Oh, man. Good. Good job, Anthony. No. What's your Andy?
Sorry. I thought you were making a joke.
I was trying to make a joke.
I thought it was funny.
No, but I mean, I go see this movie. It's super fun.
Kevin?
Oh, man. I loved it. I thought it was better than the first. And, like, man, Marvel sure as hell knows how to make a good movie. You know what I mean? They figured it out, and they keep just knocking out of the fucking park, man.
I'll agree, and that's something we talked about. Like, better than the first, I would actually agree with that. I think it's very much like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where you have this group of people mm-hmm. who have now done two movies together. They've worked together for how many weeks? Who knows, right? At least one, right?
Yeah, you would think. At least one.
It's true. And they're starting to gel together. You even see like a lot of the humor, a lot of the back and forth with them, a lot of the humor, a lot of the improv that you could. It's just all working in this, mm-hmm. and it works, I think, a lot better than it did in the first one, and that's high praise.
Andy.
I enjoyed it a lot. I do think that they ask you to suspend disbelief quite a bit.
Sure.
And that's for most Marvel movies, obviously. Right, but in this one, there's a lot of like, how's this happening?
What's happening here?
It's happening. We're going to accept it and it's fine. But man, really? Like, there's a lot of like questionable things in this movie. But there's also, I thought, a lot of weird pacing problems in some parts of it. The final act I loved. I thought it was really cool. But there were some weird moments where it's like things just kind of happen. It's like, oh, okay, now it's quiet and we're calm. I don't know. There's like a lot of weird stuff to me, but it still made me laugh a lot. I thought that like 85% of the humor hit. There was some where it was like, all right, you're reaching a little bit too much here.
And there was a lot of humor too. I think they pulled a card out of James Gunn's deck and were like, let's just throw everything in the kitchen sink at this and see how many laughs we can get.
But I feel like we got a lot of laughs.
I think the problem was
he's so good.
I think they tried to introduce way too many fucking people. Why do I care about the who? Is he from the Avengers? No. Okay. Yeah, then who is he?
You know, there like, were a bunch of like of random weird, yeah. police officers where I was like, do we know
this
guy?
Were making like a point to like show their face. It's like, should I know this guy?
Well, this might make sense in five movies. You know what I mean?
And I think the only reason that was supposed to be revealed is because I think we were supposed to have seen him in the first few scenes where the FBI come to the house.
We did.
I just, he wasn't like, they weren't notable. My least favorite part of the movie was the villains. I thought there were too many and none of them were that great.
Yeah.
But man, I thought we often talk about Marvel movies just being fun. And I feel like this one's even different than that, where it's lighthearted, but it has so much heart. I feel like it's at those moments where in between the jokes and stuff, like the character dynamics we see with him and his daughter. With
dude, and I gotta say, the big kid, man, she's great. Dude, and she's phenomenal. Yeah, she's so funny, so adorable.
And that's the thing is, you said that Michael Peña steals the show. Of course he does. We all expected that. But I feel like he wasn't the only one.
No.
She was another one.
But his team was great. There was the
Asian dude who was hilarious.
So good.
Yeah. Randall Park is great.
He's so funny.
I remember out of YouTube.
Yeah. I remember seeing him. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember seeing him for the first time on Veep. Mm-hmm. He plays another, I think it was a congressman or a senator. And he's so funny.
He has that timing, man.
Yeah. To have him, since he plays that like square, nerdy bureaucrat character so well in this.
Yeah. So well.
I thought that the choreography was out of this fucking world. They did such a good job.
So fun.
Chase scenes are a dime a dozen.
That's the thing.
I feel like this movie nailed multiple chase scenes.
Yep. That's the thing that Marvel's so good at. And that's the thing I'm so disappointed with other Disney affiliates that make action style movies is that they make the same movie over and over again. This is pretty much the first Ant-Man over with all the action sequences. They just get creative about how to utilize these characters. Well, they stop and ask themselves, have we done that before? Yeah, cool.
And
don't do it that
cooler?
Way. Yeah, what would be cooler than just having them run after each other? Oh, okay, like how would the two work together now? Would it just be them straight fighting? Or would they actually have a choreography and sort of a language of their own with that? Mm-hmm. And it really does work. And it adds to a movie that could have very much been boring.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it fun. Not like... this is the best movie ever made, and I certainly don't think it's going to rank. I would be mystified if this ranked in the top 10 of our Marvel list, but it's definitely really, 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 really like an enjoyable. Tim's looking at it now. I may have just missed. I don't know. Maybe it will break the top 10.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like it's a movie that start to finish is an action movie that's fun, and it kept me going, and I wanted to see how it ended. Did I necessarily care how it ended? Not really. I was like, I know they're going to win. That's cool, but I was interested all the way around. Juxtapose that to I just saw Lost World or what did you call it? Jurassic
Kingdom.
World Fallen Kingdom. Man, I got 50 minutes in that movie. I'm like, I want this to end. And this is a beautiful movie with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, but they are not. And the problem was, it was the same movie they've made five times now. You can't make dinosaurs do anything more than just run around and eat shit.
Yeah.
Or can you? I don't know, but that creative team didn't figure it out. Peyton Reed and his team figured it out with this. They figured out how to make people going small to big.
Really, really fun. I feel like that he really understood what made Ant-Man special. We all left Ant-Man 1 being like, but what about Edgar Wright? What? Not with this. With this, I'm like, Peyton Reed has his own style and made it fucking work. And all the rumors of him doing Fantastic Four when inevitably... They brought
MCU. Back in. Yeah.
I'm all about that.
That could be
man.
Cool.
He can nail family dynamics. He can nail the comedy and all that stuff. I think that's going to be great.
I thought Evangeline Lilly was fantastic. Michael Douglas in some spots, like I feel like he's just old.
He's just old.
Like, and I didn't think he was bad.
And like, no, I don't think he was bad either, but it's the same sort of vibe that
he's an old man.
No, but we're like, he's a fantastic actor at some moments, but at some points his line delivery
is a little slurred.
It sort of reminds me of in some of Westworld where Anthony Hopkins talks, and it's like, man, he's so good, but you can still tell that he's like, it's hard for him to speak because of his age. And I don't know if, I know Michael Douglas had like surgery and he had
a little throat thing
for
a while there.
Yeah, he had some stuff going on. And
I think he was 90% there.
That may hinder it, but there were parts where I was like, this line delivery doesn't sound awesome. Like I wanted to
live it. I don't know if this is a spoiler.
Let's just say it. Obviously, we all say, go out, fucking
watch this
movie. It is, Marvel did it again.
And possibly one of the best post-credit scenes.
Absolutely. Oh God, yeah.
Now, let's get into it. Full spoilers. You've been warned.
Full spoilers. Hands are up. You know when to scrub through because the hands are up. We're starting that now.
Andy, no, we're definitely not.
I need the song. Okay. We can't start this off. I know we like this movie, but we have to start it off with the most egregious of all offenses.
One, two, three. Were they born in labs? Now it's time to rank those abs.
Why make a YouTube video about not wearing a wig in the first one when you are so obviously wearing a wig and not fucking abs? Wig. I need a wig and abs.
Well, I mean, why don't you just pivot and go to the abs? Because holy shit.
I thought you were.
How are you not listening to him?
Because I said an egregious offense. I said an egregious offense.
I didn't know.
Why would Paul Rudd's abs be an egregious? They're amazing. Paul Rudd, fantastic.
I thought you were going to be offended by how amazing they were.
Let's talk about those abs.
Yeah.
Because. Damn,
Jackson.
Yeah. He didn't even get a glory shot. Like, he kind of got weird
his arms look fantastic in the
show. His fucking body fat is like negative
four.
Dude,
yeah, that mid-side shot was the best way to show off his body.
His body fat is in the quantum realm.
Yeah.
Like, it's just non-existent, dude.
We know about that. Sing the fucking wake song.
Is it a wig? I don't know. Wigging out with Scarpino.
Big wig has taken over Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta just let it go. Sometimes people have to wear wigs. And if there was ever proof positive, here is how this conspiracy has gone. In the past week, Evangeline Lilly, Paul Rudd make a video where it's the top Google quotes or Google searches about Evangeline Lilly. One of them is, were you wearing a wig in Ant-Man 1? And she said very smugly, no, I wasn't.
She said, no, fuck you, Scarpino.
Yeah.
And then this movie starts off, and as if to rub it in my face because I'm the only true believer, she's wearing the most egregious fucking wig that looks exactly like the hair from the first one, because the first one was a fucking wig too. I'm not going crazy. It's in this movie. The thing was like 8 feet off her head. It looked like a fucking Buffon.
Can somebody look like Wolverine's Buffon? How many times are you going to say the word?
It's all full circle. It started with Wolverine and it ends with the fucking shill that is Evangeline Lilly.
The way you were right there like this, I want them to Photoshop you as Charlie Day and fucking Always Sunny with the fucking
oh my god
pinboard.
Joking around, they had to put the wig on her because it was a flashback to like the first movie or like around the first movie. But they didn't really have to because it was after. But I guess her hair can't grow that far.
I like that they were having fun with it. This movie started off unlike any other Marvel movie. It just starts. We didn't get the Disney logo. We didn't get anything. It just was boom. Here's some moments. Here's some setup. Really touching setup.
Yeah.
Gia looks over. She's like, I'm crying at the beginning of a Marvel movie. I'm like, I'm not, but
I mean, to be fair, I was crying after that fucking Dumbo teaser, Dumbo trailer.
I don't want to watch that.
I was like, I can't. I'm not watching this movie.
Hard pass.
Too sad. Did they get rid of all the talking animals?
I don't remember fuck about
Dumbo. Is it now just little kids that talk?
It's everything dies, and then Dumbo flies, and everyone's like, "You saved us, Dumbo, but your fucking parents are still dead."
Parts of that are true.
I don't think the mom dies ever. I think she gets
everything
like sold.
Everything dies.
It sounds like Thanos. fucking
Disney when I was a kid just killed everything.
So pretty much we just see that intro, and then eventually we get the Marvel Studios logo, and then we get to the present day with everything. I liked how they did that. I thought it was different. And it was like, hey, this is a different type of movie. It is serious and heartfelt, but it's also a bunch of shenanigans.
I just thought we had like, 15 trailers before it started, it just went really hard cut into it where I thought it was another trailer, and then I was like, oh, no, this is Ant-Man.
How could you possibly think it was another trailer?
No, just for
we obviously know the last thing you goddamn see is that stupid-ass commercial of what would the bear eat? Does the bear eat?
I hate that commercial. Please, Cinemark, stop it. Yeah,
okay, hold on. In the commercial,
in other things bears eat.
Is the bear talking in the commercial, or is he just chewing popcorn?
He's chewing that popcorn, dude.
But it looks like his mouth is moving to the guy's talking.
No, he's just chewing popcorn, and the guy's like, what? I don't know how we got here. And it's like, shut up.
If I could wave a magic wand and make that and the stupid unicorn guy go away forever. I mean, like he doesn't work anymore. I mean, somebody finds him.
No, Nick, too far. Nicholas, back out. He's too far.
I'm telling you. I'm not telling you what should do it, but I'm saying I wouldn't be disappointed.
No, he would be disappointed. He's not winking at you in that way.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so yes, it opened weirdly.
With a giant fucking wig. Just a goddamn wig from the 60s, and I hated it.
The next time we see her and she's got long hair, it looks really weird. It looks like she's got extensions.
But extensions, as you know,
they looked really bad.
Are okay. Fuck that. Extensions are the gateway drug to the wig, and this is unacceptable. Do you understand me?
Absolutely.
Michelle Pfeiffer at the end, also wearing a wig. But it was okay because it was like a cool wig.
Let's work backwards with Michelle Pfeiffer. All right, obviously the whole plot's about finding her and all that stuff. Cool, great, whatever. Where the fuck did she get that cape?
I have no idea.
Where does she like keep the makeup on?
But the only thing I can think is
she looks fantastic.
She looks fantastic. They were like the laws of time and physics like work differently down there, and they were at some point going into the house, like. And that you don't know if that's in their brain or if that's
in reality. That was in their brain.
So it's possible that other realms exist and she took from them.
I've got a theory that like that healing energy that they collect at the end was keeping her alive. Not mixed fabric. That was keeping her alive.
Well, that's for sure what happened. Yeah. She mastered
but
the energy.
But I don't know
where
I don't think that she could get stuff out of, because I assume that's like a dream.
Like I feel like that's just a headspace.
I feel like that's fine because they were like, it's weird down there. And I was like, all right, cool.
It's weird down there.
Yeah, they can write everything off by just saying the laws of everything doesn't work. Yeah. The rules don't apply here. It's like, it's the easiest write off for any weird shit.
Why couldn't she fix her thing and like just press the button and regulate back up?
I don't think she didn't have the extra thing. Remember the first one
he
had the extra thing?
Yeah, the disc. But like, that's because it was broken. He on the fly had to do that.
Because then we wouldn't have any sort of movie.
You're right.
Let's be perfectly honest. The plot of this movie paper thin.
It might be one of the like least important plots of any of these.
But it's all MacGuffin. It didn't have
it's
to be important.
It's similar to Iron Man 3.
It had to just be fun, and that's what it nailed. You know what I mean?
It fucking did it.
Like, great. There's a plot here. Sure.
The moment where Michelle Pfeiffer takes over Paul Rudd's buddy.
That was
fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
I thought it was going to run its course, and it
did. Nah, it did not.
It just kept getting funnier.
He's just so good.
Even at the ending when it, like, she let go, and he was like, wait, how did we get here? And it's just something about his delivery is so good. Yeah, the holding the hand.
Paul Rudd's
so
fucking
good.
The best line of the movie is the one where she's talking about hide and go seek, and he's like, "You."
That's I don't think you grasped how that works.
The rules. I always hid in the closet. He's like,
"I don't think we're grasping how that."
The wardrobe.
The wardrobe.
The wardrobe. So many good lines.
It wasn't a wardrobe. It was more like a big cabinet. Like that's what a wardrobe is. Oh, okay.
Is that what that is?
Shout out to the soundtrack in this movie. I fucking loved it. I loved how they kept jumping back and forth between like
classical and electronic.
Classical, electronic shit. Yeah. Like the scene of him
running as a kid
when he has the hoodie on and it's like this fucking weird
it's like really odd.
But this, see, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like someone was just giving a little Korg keyboard and made a little funky beat on it. Yeah,
they were like, we've seen him big, we've seen him really big, we've seen him really small, we've seen him quantum small, have we seen him quasi small, have we seen him boy level? That was unnerving to watch.
That was so funny though.
But it was so fucking funny.
I love the Wasp fucking with him too. It's like their dynamic is so good.
That scene served no purpose, but you realize that nothing really happened to them in that scene. They could have just walked in through the fucking window and gotten it, but that scene was just all comic relief.
Yeah,
all
but
comic
like
relief.
That's
but also served to set up the fact that his little thing was malfunctioning,
right?
Which was cool.
And he's the world's greatest grandma.
What do we think about Ghost?
Whatever.
Here's my thing.
I liked her.
She looked super cool. I love the effects.
I like the actor. Like,
we've seen people phase before in movies. Not MCU, but in other movies. And I thought the way that they handled it here was really interesting. Seeing the kind of trail of her either, like, it was never consistent, which I liked. I felt like it was like, she moves
there was
like
no pattern.
Scarlet Witch.
There was always,
there was no pattern. It's like sometimes you'd see her full over there with the trail, and other times you'd see the trail and her go into it.
Yeah.
That shit was really fucking cool. But I just feel.
I liked her motivation. I thought that made sense.
Fine.
Like,
does.
Cool, she's been kind of fed all these stories about this, you know, this guy being the bad guy, and she's also in constant pain and, like, dying, and she needs to, like, save her own life.
It just seemed, my problem with her was, like, it's just the stereotypical villain.
Yeah.
Like,
it's Iron Man 2.
You're exposed to the thing, and you become the thing or whatever, but
good one, Andy.
I mean, you can't get worse than Cross, though, like, in my opinion. Like,
I thought this was very, very similar to Cross, but with like motivation that made sense.
See, my problem is
Cross was just like,
you could tell that they knew that there was a problem with Ghost because they're like, she's not good enough. We need to give them more bad guys.
Yeah, we got to give Walter Guggen or whatever his name is.
And yeah, then the guy from The Shield, and it's like,
I love him. I love him as an actor, and I actually liked him a lot in Tomb Raider, but this, he's just playing sort of a dumbed down, wussier version.
He's in Vice Principals, right?
Here's the thing. It's actually very similar to Iron Man 2, where it's like, he's like,
he's totally Hammer.
Yeah,
he's totally Justin Hammer.
Totally not anywhere near as good or endearing. Or
but he's also very similar to the other smuggler that died in
Circus's character?
Yeah, Claw.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, so this is just Claw. It just seems like they were planning to use Claw, but he's dead, so let's just use this guy.
Yeah, I don't know. The Goliath stuff, I thought that was fine.
That's cool. Like, and it was fun, but they spoiled it in the trailer.
But I
liked
that he wasn't actually a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, I like
the what stuff?
Well, no, I mean, the only person that was a bad guy, really, was Walter Guggen's character.
Yeah.
I hope that's his name. I'm going to look that up.
Guggen?
Guggen? I think it's Guggen, but I could be wrong.
But yeah, he was the only one that was a bad guy. Everyone else was just trying to, like, save that girl. She was trying to save herself.
And I know this is, like, a stupid criticism to have for these movies, but so, of course, Ghost knows Kung Fu and knows all these, like, fucking martial arts.
Well, no, but they explain that.
But what I didn't like
she
is
was trained by
how
Shield.
Strong she was, though. It's like,
yeah,
sure,
there was the scene
stuff,
where she grabs
she literally
Ant-Man and, like,
punches Ant-Man through two walls?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? No.
Walton. His name is Walton Goggins. I think I was just totally off on that.
No worries,
that's
man.
Good
Walter, I said Walter Guggins.
Goggins is pretty close.
You spelled it like the Starbucks employee would spell it on the cup.
They were like, Walton? you're getting Walter, buddy. That's what you're going to get right now. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, they were like, we want to tell a smaller story. It can't be the fate of the world every single time. Let's just throw some villains at these people and see how they react. And like, to be honest, like this is a perfect fodder for Ant-Man and the Wasp because they really don't have that many superpowers other than getting big and getting small. She has a little pew-pew, but that's like, what do those fucking things do? They don't do that much.
Yeah.
And like, if you can't deal with three cars chasing you, then you're not really that much of a superhero.
The
you
know car I mean? Scenes, man, I fucking loved
them.
They
were
great. Yeah. Super fun.
I thought they kept escalating correctly. But I think Michael Pena getting in the Hot Wheels one, making it big, oh and like God. Those moments
but
were
Michael
all so
Pena's
great.
Michael Pena's finding the Hot Wheel one and being like, oh.
By the way, I think I had
Mr.
that
Pena.
Container when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Hot Wheels container it's that you opened dope. Up and you put all the cars in there. It was awesome. Oh, wow.
Jinx. All I kept thinking was, when there are little cars, just go in the fucking alley. Go on the sidewalk and go in the
yeah,
alley.
Yeah, stay
like,
a little car.
I kept thinking
yeah.
that. Like,
yeah, but you can get stepped on.
Go into a sewer drain. Right?
Or you can get driven over in the fucking
yeah,
road.
Yeah, that's true. But they only held that for a minute, and then they pop back up.
Sure. I just thought those scenes were so great. And again, the music was just so awesome during the car chases. And when there's the first car chase, when Evangeline Lilly's in the thing, and like they start chasing her, and she's like, fuck it, and turns back and yep. starts going. I was like,
yeah.
let's fucking
yeah,
go,
yeah, yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
This
it, reminded,
is awesome.
It reminded me of Baby Driver. Like, when as yeah. the music starts, like, fuck yes, let's go. I love the, probably one of my favorite parts in the driving chase scenes was when she makes the motorcycle really small
oh,
on
yeah.
the dude. It's just such another way to, like, be
cool.
creative with
yep,
these,
with
like,
the abilities,
different rules.
Yeah.
And
fucking
her,
awesome.
I know
her
we
aim
saw it
is
in the
ridiculous.
Trailer, but the scene of her in the car kind of fighting and flipping around through the windows.
That's
yeah.
fucking
like, it's like, dude, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So fucking cool. And I also appreciate, I always do appreciate this with these Marvel trailers, is there was a lot of lines and scenes in the trailers that were not in
yeah.
the movie.
Yep.
And I'm like, thank you. You know, mm-hmm. let's get some new shit.
Yeah, like there's the line where he's like, I'll go high, you go low. She's like, why would I go low? I have wings. That wasn't in this. And thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah. I do think that all of the main gags were in the trailers, though.
No, I feel like there was a lot of Michael Pena and his crew that wasn't there. Like the whole Boogie Monster thing.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fuck, so that was good.
And the group
and
of
X-Con. Back. Yeah.
X-Con was
X-Con
phenomenal.
Is such a good name.
This guy's a fucking
shout. And they worked
T.I.
off
shout
of each other so
yeah.
much better. Like, it was
we
great.
We knew that Michael Pena was going to have his moments where you hear the fucking...
Oh, so good.
And go in. But I love that they did it multiple times, back to back, in one thing, and like, we're not going back to this. Like,
yeah.
we're going to just knock it out yeah. of the fucking
dude,
park.
The truth.
Him going through, the truth was so good. But him going back and forth talking
like
about
when they first
the,
met the
Evangeline
jail,
Lilly
so.
And Paul Rudd relationship. Yeah. And he's just
so
like,
good.
Yeah, man, I can't love you anymore. Like, that's just so fucking funny.
There was one really odd part where they are taking the lab back from Lawrence Fishburne and Ghost. And Lawrence Fishburne's like surrounded by the ants.
Goliath.
And then, bam, they're immediately in the lab and they're working. And it was such an odd transition. I felt like we just didn't really know. Like, yeah,
when they just drove out
when
into
they escape,
the forest.
When they escape from
the
oh yeah,
the
ants. How does the electricity work? Do they have like
they have like probably generators in the building, but how do they poop and where does it go?
Yeah,
when you pee, you have to go outside.
These are the real questions. This sounds like
science
with Kev.
Kev. How do they poop?
It's probably all like porta potties inside. You know what I mean? It's like it all goes
he needs
to
a septic
one
tank.
Yeah,
and then
septic
just, they
tank.
Just quantum.
They feed it to the ants.
Deatomize it.
They feed it to the ants.
But it wouldn't always smell like poop.
No, because it's still in the like the basement
do you
level.
Think they
I would imagine
the poop down as it comes out of your.
I
butt?
Would imagine.
Okay. Anyway,
not as it comes out of your body. Once it goes into the septic system,
shrinks it down a little poop.
Yep, there you go.
Science with Kev. I thought it was really creative to have all of his heart medicine in the Altoid case.
Yep. Yeah.
Like they kept doing that joke. I was like, they're going to come back to that.
Yeah.
So the ants were in there and that's what helped them escape or whatever. But the hard cut to the lab.
Yeah.
Like for a second, I was like, "Is this a flashback or what?" Like it just happened super abruptly.
It was weird that they just kind of apparently drove away from wherever they were earlier to what sounded like Muir Woods kind of area and then just picked a spot with, I guess, trees that they just kind of fucking got rid of.
Fuck those trees, dude.
Yeah.
Who gives
fuck
a
the
shit?
Trees, dude.
So another joke that they kept building to and like coming back to that got me every fucking time was the goddamn magic tricks.
Oh my God.
Every time.
Oh my God.
When he pulled
so
the card
good.
Out of the beginning, when he started throwing up the cards, I was like, this is genius.
Yeah.
In Randall Park. Later,
Randall Park, looking it up.
Onlineclosupmagic.com, whatever that was.
So fucking
that
funny.
Was so good.
Dude, shout outs to Randall Park, though, because what like an awesome addition that just made the movie so much better.
It's just silly.
Everything sure that he said was silly and fun and just perfect. At the end, when they have that moment of like why do you...
What like, do you mean you're going to see me later?
Yeah.
That show was so good.
Like, do you want to have dinner? Yeah.
The payoff for the truth serum at the very, very end with the villains was really good, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's sort of like the perfect like comedic set to end the set with.
Their storyline.
I thought they did a great job.
Stanley's cameo, fun.
Great.
He actually got lines, which is weird and rare.
Didn't do a great job delivering them.
Didn't do a good job delivering them.
Really?
Funny lines.
Yeah, awesome.
it was funny.
He's getting up there.
He's getting up there.
Still going. Awesome. Still going, yeah. All right.
Now, I want to talk about the post-credit scene, but even the credit scene, Marvel always does such a good job.
Fun.
I love what they did with the miniatures, toys. The toys and stuff. That was fucking great.
So good.
But, dude.
That post-credit scene.
They could have just dusted him.
Yeah.
And that would have been like, oh, they fucking set up a storyline. Like, Ant-Man is fucking stuck in there.
In the
quantum
realm.
No one
knows. Yeah, that sucks.
This is rad.
That sucks.
They didn't have like a backup plan.
The reaction in the theater was incredible. Just everybody, oh shit. Like, it was so cool.
We literally, as I was walking out of the theater, I was like, damn, dude, no one can help him. And some lady that was listening to our conversation was like, Tony can help him. And I was like,
she's also the Hulk is still alive.
She's like, Hulk's alive.
And it was like, man, what a universe they've created.
Don't forget about this. And I'm like, you're right. And I got hope. Yeah. I was like, you're right, old lady.
You're right.
That old lady's definitely wrong. Like, there's no way. Like, how does Hulk know that he's in the quantum realm? You know?
He figured out, man. He's a quantum. There's a quantum generator in the back of the van.
They're not gonna figure him out.
In the back of the X-Con van, he'd know. He'd look at it and go, yeah. I saw with that same thing.
They were just chilling in San Francisco. Saw this van on the top of a room.
No, they're gonna have like an energy signature thing, like to like, oh, there's a big energy signature from over here.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. Dude, I just fucking love that, though, because it did what the best Marvel post-credit scenes do, which is give us enough to talk about and theorize and think about for the next one. And now we gotta wait so long.
And
so
it also has the a little bit of a wink and a nudge and a fuck you to like the Ant-Man of the Wasp will return? Question mark. Spoilers are gonna return.
You say we're gonna have to wait so long, but it's like 6 months away.
That's true.
7 months away. Yeah. Like, so long.
You're right. It is
it's
not
so
that long.
Short now. What
really
a crazy.
Is it that close?
Yeah, it's February.
February?
I think it's February. I could be wrong. It could be March. But that's still 8 months
and
away.
And then we get Avengers 4 2 months later.
Wait, which one's in February?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
But that's like a prequel, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure we're going to see the post-credit scenes at the very
You think we'll see Thanos being born? Or do you think it's a little
old? It's not that far a prequel. Okay. I think Thanos is super, super old.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's at least Gamora's dad.
Yeah, okay, cool. Good point.
Oh, man. But do
we want to do Ragu Bagu before we rank this bad boy?
Do we have Ragu Bagu?
I know where I put it. Right above Cross, and that's it.
Well,
good enough. That's
it. That's it. We didn't want to do the whole "What's up, ready Ragu Bagu?" Twitter vid.
$69. You can donate $69 to patreon.com/kindoffunny, and you can have your tweet given to us, and we will send it out into the internet.
Now, here's the thing about
Ragu Bagu vids on Twitter.
Obviously, it can't be anything bad,
right?
And it has to. I'm putting something else on top of this because Greg doesn't put any expectations
on
the audience. And I'm putting this on us. It has to be, at least for the next week, a pun about the MCU.
Nobody's going to do it.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Give it the most views for people
running for prom king and queen.
That's good.
Smart move, guys.
Yeah, I'm
very impressed.
I put it over Cross only because... Just Cross sucked, man.
Cross does suck.
And I just didn't.
Is Cross dead last? Or is
these fucks from Thor 2 are dead
last?
Yeah,
those are terrible.
No, wait. I thought Greg
I think we put X-Men.
Should we call Greg?
Greg put somebody below those.
It's definitely 12.
He's still
12
up
there.
Fortnite,
oh, he's drunk as fuck. He was drunk like 5 hours ago.
Oh, my God. I hope he reads the whole list off.
Jesus.
Off memory.
I really hope he doesn't.
Oh, God. I didn't think these bad guys were terrible. They were very much throwaway
ones.
They were
so bland.
Yeah,
they were very bland, but like, I like the motivation that Ghost had. And
For a while, though, I was like, did the white guy become Lawrence Fishburne?
Yo, that was weird. That was very unclear until it was very clear.
Yeah.
Did the white guy become
her
dad?
Like her dad, the white guy? I was like, looking around, like, is.
I never had that thought. That's weird.
It
you guys.
Really, the way they shot it, it was extremely.
Yeah,
because
like Lawrence Fishburne walks in the room, is like, oh, it's just like in Homecoming with the daughter and the, oh, you're the villain, Lawrence Fishburne.
Sure.
So let's flash back to when it happened, and I was like,
but like then like
he's
literally
a white guy.
Like
he's
a minute and a half later.
I can't because it's going to do his number. It's great. Doesn't have his outbound.
I want to give a shout out to the daughter because not only was she great, I thought they did a super good job of setting her up to be a hero eventually.
Yeah.
And like I know from the comics that does end up happening.
What does she become?
And,
Wasp 2?
No, fuck.
Yellow
what's
jacket?
Her name?
Bumblebee.
It's like Shock or something like that.
Shock.
Buzz. Whop the sequel.
I would go by Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz.
But like this Buzz.
So I thought they did a great job, and I didn't expect to see that type of development.
What a crazy world that we live in that, like, yeah, maybe in 10 movies she becomes an actual fucking part of the MCU, like a hero.
Who would have thought the big kids come a long way?
I can imagine her, like, talking to Tony Stark and shit. It'd be cool, man.
Well, no, by that point, Robert Downey Jr. would be
dead. He's just an AI at that point.
Well, about that.
Well, hello, I'm Jarvis.
Now it's time to rank the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Cool, Greg? Bring it up, please. Number one.
It's nice, though.
Avengers Infinity War. Number two, Spider-Man Homecoming. Number three, Captain America Civil War. Number four, Thor Ragnarok. Number five, Captain America the Winter Soldier. Number six, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Number seven, Avengers. Number eight, Guardians of the Galaxy 1. Number nine, Iron Man 1. Number 10, Black Panther. Number 11, Doctor Strange. Number 12, Ant-Man. Number 13, Iron Man 2. Number 14, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 15, Captain America the First Avenger. Number 16, Iron Man 3. Number 17, The Incredible Hulk. Number 18, Thor. And number 19, Thor, The Dark World. There's a lot of these damn movies.
Number 20, dude.
Yeah, this is number 20.
Wow.
Fucking wild.
So many of them good, you know?
Where does this rank? Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I have a place where I think...
Give us the starting place, Kev.
I think it goes right above Iron Man as number 9. The new number 9. I think that's a solid place for it.
Now here's my
thing, Kev. Lower.
I can see an argument for that.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I enjoyed the living hell out of this entire movie. But there's too much shit that I didn't like. And I feel like Iron Man is so special. I agree.
I have this above Ant-Man.
Me too.
For number 12.
You think Doctor Strange is better?
I think
it's a more complete movie.
And Black Panther?
And I think Doctor Strange has a much better like villain / like overall
Dormammu
nemesis.
I've come here to negotiate with you.
For me, it's I'm debating between putting it at number 11 or number 12. So either above Ant-Man or above Doctor Strange. Making a good point.
I'll put it right below
Doctor
Strange.
A lot of new
stuff. They make Doctor Strange 2, we'll see what happens there, because I feel like the problem with this movie is it's very derivative of the first one. Everything works better, but it doesn't do what Guardians of the Galaxy 2 did, which is take it like to the fucking next level. Like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I fucking cried like 3 times in that movie. Because they really, really, really managed to infuse a lot of emotion, a lot of heart into it. It's a generic story, but by the end of it, they made you care about Yondu, for Christ's sake.
But also Kurt Russell was phenomenal as a villain,
too. Right. This one, just a fun flick, slightly better done than Ant-Man 1, I think, is where I'd put it. I could actually see, I think it's better than Ant-Man. I would put it right above Ant-Man.
So you guys want to put it?
Fuck.
Number 12.
My final vote, I'm putting it above Doctor Strange.
Damn. Yeah, there we go.
Wait, how does that work?
So we need Greg.
Fucking call him again.
We're
going
to need Greg to watch this movie and fucking decide before we can rank it.
I don't
know. I thought we weigh it down. I thought me and Nick, since we have it at 12, you have 11.
And I have it at 8. So yeah, there's only one vote for 12, right?
It's tied right now. Greg has to push it above.
Yeah. Right now we are stuck with it at number 12. But depending on what Greg votes, it could go higher. Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like this at all.
We're getting dusted
now. We can't end it like
this.
We can't
end it like that. Not like this.
We have
not
to.
Like this.
Every single
Bringing
one of these.
Joey as the tiebreaker. Wait, hold on. Greg's calling right now. He says, Joey can be the tiebreaking vote.
All
Joey.
Of these. We need to keep the rankings legit.
Joey, because you guys totally disregarded my fucking winner.
We did.
Right?
We did. You guys, we disregarded
we
it.
We didn't. Fucking we got shows. Your vote for Big Wig.
You're right. I'm so sorry. You're right. We got his vote.
Yeah.
And we outvoted him because it's a good movie.
Pawns in the game of the Wigspiracy that's being played without you even knowing you're a pawn.
You're going to have to come back next week when we will announce.
In the XCU?
In the XCU interview.
I don't like it.
Wait, is
so
Greg
going to
see it before then?
Probably not.
Probably. Whenever Greg sees it, we're going to vote. And then we're going to know the true answer. Until then, there's a democracy here. We have to do this correctly, guys. We can't fucking around until then.
I'm telling you this. What do you
have
guys
a marvelous day.
I'm so scared.